Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey everyone, my name is Mukund Ansankar. I'm the host of the Data, AI, Productivity and Business with a Little Personality podcast. We're going to dive into something really exciting. It's another AI-powered solution, and this time I'm applying it to PDFs. Okay, so let's dive into something that I think is going to resonate with anyone who works with data and AI. PDFs, they're the lifeblood of our field, but who actually has the time to read all of them? That's where this deep podcast gets really interesting. It's an AI-powered tool that I've built here that basically turbocharges your PDF game. It can extract key information, turn it into audio, and even generate Q&A. That's not all. It uses some familiar tools in the data science world like PyPDF2 and Hugging Face. So I'm curious about how much of a pain point PDFs are in your work. For me, it's a major one. In data science and AI, staying current means sifting through a mountain of PDFs. And it's not just about keeping up. Sometimes I really need to dig into a specific paper for a project. Even skimming for key takeaways can take forever, especially with all the technical jargon. That's where I believe this tool can be a game changer. Now let me break it down for you how this works. If I start with the first step, it uses PyPDF2, which I spoke about. Let me talk about that briefly. So PyPDF2 helps you to extract all the key text from the PDF that you uploaded. A lot of people might be familiar with this PyPDF2, especially if you're in the Python world and the data science world. So it's a Python-based library specifically designed for working with PDFs. But the real magic happens in the next step, summarization. The tool that I built, it uses a summarizer from Hugging Face. And for those who aren't familiar with Hugging Face, it is a platform with a ton of pre-trained AI models. So you can just use any AI model like text to video, text to audio, and all that would be available there. And this summarizer that I built, you can obviously generate summary too. Summarizer for this particular use case, it condenses those pages of information into concise, digestible chunks. So imagine being able to grasp the core concepts of a complex research paper without getting lost in the details. And for those of you who are always on the go, get this. The tool can convert those summaries into audio files using Google Text to Speech. That's amazing, right? Have you ever used Google Text to Speech? It's again another Python-based library, but like as the name suggests, it converts text to audio. And think about how you can use text to audio for your use case, for anything, right? Like you're on the go, maybe you're driving somewhere, and you don't have access to maybe like your phone, or you just like have access to Bluetooth or something, right? You are listening to something on the podcast. And this podcast is something that you created. That's where Google Text to Speech comes in. So basically anything that you've written, you're converting that into audio. So you are listening essentially a podcast made by you while working out. Another company that does this these days is Google again on their Notebook LM product. So they are converting your regular text to a podcast. But this is a bit different, but this is something that you built yourself. So there's like a different pleasure in that. So just coming back to this, I think the possibilities are pretty exciting with this tool. It's like having your PDF on the go, but you are listening to it, like I said. It gets even more interesting. The another function which I really want to talk about is Hugging Faces question and answer feature. So basically, it is used to generate questions and answers from the PDF content. Now, imagine preparing for a, important meeting or presentation, and you could have AI highlight the key points and even anticipate the questions your audience might ask. Now, what's fascinating here is that it goes beyond just summarizing the information. It's creating a more interactive way to engage with the content. Now, I built out a front-end application using Streamlit, which is a Python-based library, but it will help you to see data on a website. So it's like a, basically you're creating a website, and Python by itself wouldn't have been able to do it, I think. And Streamlit really makes that process easy. So anybody who doesn't know how to do front-end programming can use Streamlit library from Python to make an application. So that's what I did in this. I created an application which is asking the user to upload a PDF and generate a summary, generate questions and answers, and generate even audio. What is audio, you might ask? So what I spoke about before was the text-to-speech one feature, right? With the text-to-speech feature, it is converting the highlights of this text into an audio. And this can obviously extend to other things, like basically you can just convert the whole text into audio. So I just didn't choose to do that, but I think if you wanted, that could be done as well. So all you have to do is just change a few bits of code, and the blog post, which actually has the step-by-step approach, will be linked in the show notes. So do keep an eye on that. So yeah, just think about this. Like, this PDF is not just about saving time. It can help you absorb complex information more effectively, right? Imagine being able to quickly grasp the key takeaways from a dozen research papers on a new technique. So you're learning something. The other day I was learning about LLM quantization or something. And see, I mean, I don't even know that topic yet. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I was trying to learn this, get a summary of this using my tool, and it did provide like a quick summary. So it was nice. Obviously, I think Notebook LM's greater, but I think this is something that you can build yourself, and that gives me the pleasure of using my tool. I can obviously use more improvements, and I would say just play around with the tool and think what else you can do it to make it better. And if you have any suggestions, feel free to send them my way. So it's important to definitely acknowledge that no technology is perfect, and we know that AI is just a tool. Right, it has its limitations, but it's exciting to see how AI is evolving so rapidly, and it's helping tackling some of the biggest challenges we are facing, right? Information overload. So obviously, like I said, this is just another AI application, and I'm hoping to keep generating more AI content, like more how-tos. Like how to do this using AI and how to do that. So that's something that I get excited to do. Now, you can also think about how you can do like an AI-powered analysis on websites, right? And I just spoke about PDFs, so we can extend it to websites, blog posts, and even books. It could completely revolutionize how we learn and stay informed. So how could this tool fit into the workflow of someone in our field? First and foremost, like I said, it's like a massive time saver. Now, instead of spending hours on researching every paper from start to end, I could just use this tool quickly to extract the key findings, identify the common themes, and even generate potential questions to guide a deeper dive into specific aspects of the research. Right, and that's not a mouth. If that's a mouthful, it's just I want to be able to save time, right? And it's just not about research, like I said. It's you're preparing for, work, presentations, or a new visualization technique. And this tool could quickly summarize the key points from several articles and white papers, and even generate potential questions that the audience might ask. Plus, it could be a lifesaver when I need to quickly get up to speed on a new technology. Right? Like if you want to learn something quickly, a quick summary, yeah, just made your life very much easy. So, I just always go for optimize whenever I can. So I'm always trying to use technology, especially AI these days, to make my life easier. And I hope you're also thinking on the similar lines. So just imagine not just your PDF experience is turbocharged, getting key information, and you're also getting it in audio. You're asking the questions and answers and getting answers from it, all by just using Python-based libraries and AI. So just working through PDFs is like a huge pain point, and tools like this would definitely make life easier. So staying current is definitely something we need to do in the data science and AI field. So instead of, just like going through so much PDF, just make your life easy and summarize them, and let AI build out an AI-powered tool that really does everything for you. So where could this go? I would say no tool is perfect. Like AI has its limitations. That said, it's exciting to see how AI evolves into some of our, evolves to tackle some of our biggest challenges. And finally, just would like to say, as AI continues to advance, we'll even see more sophisticated tools emerge that will transform how we interact with information. It's an exciting time to be in this field. So, question for you: what PDF would you run through this tool? How would you use all that time that you've saved? For those of us always under pressure to stay ahead, this tool could be a game changer. But as with any powerful technology, it's essential to use it properly and responsibly. And it's while it is really super tempting to see AI as a silver bullet, I do approach it as a complement to my own expertise. Ultimately, the balance lies in leveraging AI's power with while keeping your critical thinking skills sharp. And AI challenges us to become even better thinkers and learners, helping us engage with information actively, question it, and use it to strengthen our understanding. So I hope you got some value out of this podcast today, and I hope to catch you in the next one. This is Mukundan Sankar. Thank you, and I will see you in the next episode.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.